listen to this.
I just read this. And it's, what? It looks legit.
Too legit to quit?
CNBC.com. Tiger Woods and Peyton Manning versus Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady.
Oh.
Not coming in April. It's not April Fool's, they say. It's not coming in April. Reported coming in May. As for a coronavirus relief golf match. Could be happening in May, it says.
Oh, that's cool.
Right?
Yeah, I like that. Who do you think
is the better? Tiger Woods and Peyton Manning. What?
Who's the better golfer, you think? Peyton or Brady?
I've never seen any of them golf, so I couldn't tell you. I've never heard of Tom Brady being a good golfer.
I haven't either. I don't think I've ever seen him.
Nor have I ever heard Peyton Manning being a good golfer.
You know who's a good golfer? Aaron Rodgers.
Is he?
He is, actually. He's a very good golfer. He's good he does.
It's funny. They didn't pick Aaron Rodgers
for
this golf match.
He's too busy not being retired.
What are you talking about?
Brady's basically retired. Come on.
He's not going to the Bucks.
He's going to the Bucks. That's basically retirement. That's like working part-time at Walmart.
You know what?
That's like being a door greeter.
You know, a lot of people would like to work part-time at Walmart.
I know.
Right now,
I'd love it.
Job.
But he's like the old guy. The old guy is the door greeter. That's all he's qualified to do now at this point. That's it.
Throw it with a bunch of Super Bowl rings and records.
Doesn't mean anything. Nothing.
But, hey, maybe we can get some sports to talk about here. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, that'd be good. All right.
You know.
Should we do a dumb vocabulary?
Let's do it.
Yeah, because it's not your sports time, Hunter.
Shut up.
You dick.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
As always, your Dumb Vocabulary brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Chris Thompson Agency located in Stevensville. Chris is still there to help you, all right? I know times are kind of crazy.
He's a Tom Brady fan.
Is he?
Yeah.
All right, I lost a little bit of respect for him. No, Chris could do no wrong in my mind. Anyway, give him a call. He's still working. Government said insurance is essential. Chris is essential for you. He wants to make sure that you're covered, whether you're a contractor or your own rental properties or you need your car or truck or camper or whatever covered. Chris is going to get you taken care of. So hit him up. Chris.
Here you go, Chris.
It's hard to do with just that little bit of delay. Your dumb vocabulary for today. Let's do. Oh, man. I should have looked. Boss man Bill's just shaking his head at the radio. Like, what are you? Come on, guys. Let's do. No, we've done that one.
You know, while I've been catching all of these fish lately, I've been wearing my Tom Brady jersey underneath my jacket.
Oh, have you?
That's what it is.
Have you? Stupid.
Just really piss you off.
Let's do a crygasm.
A crygasm? A crygasm.
Crygasm.
Hey, Amanda, what's a crygasm, you know?
She won't know. Once you hear the definition, you'll know she doesn't know.
I got to be careful. I think she's on that Zoom thing with work.
Walk up there right now and do it. Hey.
Is your husband naked?
Yeah, do it in your boxers. Walk up there holding a didgeridoo. Like, hey, what's a crygasm? Hey,
we'll play some ring toss. What is a crygasm, Brock? I really don't know.
Come on.
Is it like every girl you mated with in high school or college that cried after you made it? Does that have anything to do with it?
How dare you, sir?
Because I know
only one of them. Yeah, exactly. A lot of girls going, what am I doing with my life? This is who I'm sleeping with. A crygasm. It's an orgasm so good you cry afterwards.
What? Wow.
Yeah. Example. That hooker was so amazing that I crygasmed.
Is it like a bawling cry, or is it oh my God.
It's however you want to be. I don't know if you want to do a nice big ugly crygasm, or it's just something like a little weepy crygasm. It's whatever. Yeah. It's your prerogative.
Nothing else going on. Might as well try to crygasm today. Yeah, huh?
You ever whacked it so good that you cried afterwards?
Oh God!
It was amazing. I usually cry afterwards just because of what I watched. So,
yeah, right, feel bad. No, I'm a terrible person.
What's wrong with me? I'm a monster. I'm a monster. All right, there you go. That's your dumb vocabulary. We'll be back.